I see a lot of faces that were here before, and that's exciting. This is our second in a series, it's so nice to see everybody. A little plug for the Mikvah Emunah Society. If you haven't already become a member, we just so happen to have application forms sitting here, and they're on the thing there. Grab one on your way out, fill it out, and join us. It is my pleasure. We will have, before I introduce Mrs. Frank, thank Jessica for opening up her home and letting me twist her arm to have it, or Caroline twisting her arm to let us have it here. And there will be one more in the series of three with Sarah Malka Winter. Don't have a date firmed up for that. Probably after Pesach at the rate we're moving, but not 100% sure yet. But we'll let everybody know. It is my pleasure to introduce Mrs. Rivka Frank, who will give tonight's shiur.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Don't get scared here. But I wanted to first just start off with thanking Jessica. Jessica, you have been like nonstop this last month, 2 months, year, 2 years. I don't know, you really just go from one thing to the next, and it should be a schus for you and your family and this entire community. I also wanted to thank Dr. Caroline Namro, who I've been in touch with, for really making this happen, and for really thinking about, dreaming about, having nightmares about, no, chas v'shalom, but about keeping our mikvah going. It is an unbelievable schus, and I just wanted to thank you on behalf of all of us for just really putting your heart and soul, you and the entire mikvah committee, for just making it so beautiful and so pleasant. And of course, we appreciate it, and we will show our appreciation with our donations, which is actually what this parsha speaks about. This parsha talks about the donations that were made for the Mishkan. And the pasuk tells us that Va'asuli Mikdash V'shachanti B'Socham, that Hashem is going to dwell in the Mishkan. And the truth is, it says B'Socham, that he will dwell in them. And in them, really, it should have said B'Socho, like in it. But in them means that every single person in B'nai Yisrael that is a part of B'nai Yisrael will have Hashem dwell in them separately. And when I heard that the shir was going to be at this time, I wanted to share something with you about this parsha that I really love, something about the Mishkan, this lesson that I learned and I didn't forget, and I wanted to share it with you. And that is that the Mishkan was made from all of the donations that B'nai Yisrael gave. Everyone was able to give whatever they want, how much they wanted, and yet there was one part of the Mishkan that everyone was required to give for, and they were required to give the same exact amount. And that was, the amount was a half a shekel, a machatzis ha-shekel, and it's very interesting. What was the requirement for? What did they melt this silver for and use for in the Mishkan? It was for the adanim. And what are these adanim? I just want to show you a picture. Thank you, Jessica, for this sefer. Unbelievable that you had it. This was like the wall of the Mishkan, the krashim. And these are like the planks or the beams. And each golden beam went into two sockets. Okay, there were two sockets for each beam. And these sockets were literally the foundation of the Mishkan. So the question is, why is it, here, I'll just put it here now, why is it that those sockets, the foundation of the Mishkan, had to be made from the Machatzis HaShekel? And why did every single person have to give an equal amount? And so the Be'er Yosef explains, that was Reb Yosef Salant. He was a Maggid in Yerushalayim in the early 1900s. And he explains that every aspect of the Mishkan really was symbolic to another aspect of our relationship with Hashem. He says, so if the Adanim, the sockets, those silver sockets, the base of the Mishkan, the very foundation of the Mishkan, what is the equivalent in our Avodas Hashem? Meaning, what mitzvah is related to it? What mitzvah is symbolic to those sockets, those silver sockets? And he answers, he says, well, if we had to take the 613 mitzvos and summarize them, so there's actually Gemara, and I'll read you the Gemara. The Gemara says that there were 613 mitzvos that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. David came, Ve'amidan alachasasrei. He kind of summarized it into 11. Yeshaya came and summarized it again into 6. Micha came and he summarized it into 3. And Chavakuk came and Ve'amidan alachas. He said there is one mitzvah that is the foundation of the entire Torah. What is that mitzvah? Tzadik be'emunaso yechya. A tzaddik lives with emuna. That is the very foundation, that is the core of our existence as Jewish people, is living with emuna. So he says that we can learn something from this concept that every single person had to give a machatzis hashekel. He says two things we can learn. Number one, he says, every single person is required to work on this and to make this a part of himself. It's not like, oh, I don't want to give, you know, for the Adanim. It's not like that. When it comes to the mitzvah of Emunah, we all need it. It is the core of our existence. And so we all need to work on it. We all need to develop it. And that's why we all had to give. And we had to give equally. Because we all have to work equally on perfecting this midah. That's number one. He says, and number two, the Adanim, they were made from our half a shekel. Why a half a shekel and not a whole shekel? So he explains that that half a shekel is giving us another lesson in Emuna. If we really, really want to have Emuna, we have to realize the first thing is we don't understand the whole picture. We don't see the whole picture. And that is, if we can understand that and we can really digest it and take it in, then we will be able to live with a strong emunah. These were two points that Rev Yitzchak Salant says. Now the truth is that there's a beautiful story that I feel like demonstrates this point so beautifully. We all have gone through different situations where sometimes we get to see a little bit of the bigger picture and sometimes we don't. But there was one story that I read in Small Miracles about a young woman who was going out for many years and she just wasn't finding the right one. And when she finally did, after about like 10 years of dating, she got married and she was lucky and she was blessed with a little baby girl. And this baby girl, though, as excited as they were, they noticed that something was wrong. And when they went to get her tested, the doctor said that there is good news and bad news. He said, the bad news is that your daughter has Gaucher's disease. But the good news is that just recently, they came up with the medication that she can take for the rest of her life. She will live a beautiful, long life, and she will be okay. And he added on, he said, had this baby been born 10 years ago, it wouldn't have been. So that's just one story where she was zocha to see, wow, here she was. She would go from wedding to wedding and daven and say, Hashem, when is it my turn? And she was zocha to see the bigger picture. But that machatzis hashekel reminds us that we don't always get to see the big picture and that we should realize that our emuna really starts from understanding that point. Now, it's interesting to note that these, this machatzas hashakel, that tells us this concept of emunah, how can we incorporate this into our lives every single day? How can we bring emunah into our lives every day? And there's a third piece that this Rabbi Yitzchak Salant explains. He says that there were 50 beams in the Mishkan, those golden beams. There were 100 sockets. And he explains, the Baal HaTurim says that those 100 sockets are actually symbolic to the 100 brachos that we make every single day. We're supposed to be making 100 brachos a day. And that bracha, hopefully, will bring us to that point of emunah. What is a bracha? A bracha, which, by the way, I actually do need to make a bracha. I would like to take a drink. Baruch ata Adonai Elohim melech ha'olam shehakol nehiyah bedvarav. So the Baal HaTurim explains that by making brachos throughout the day, especially if we can make 100 brachos, we are literally tapping into that emunah on a constant basis, realizing that every single thing we have is from Hashem and is a gift. I had the schus to actually go and hear a shir from Mrs. Rebbetzin Shifra Rabenstein. She's actually a neighbor of ours. She lives in Baltimore. I think her husband went to yeshiva here. And Shifra Rabenstein actually went through a very difficult challenge in her life. Her husband was in a terrible car accident. And she said she always thought that she was going to be that Sarah Imenu with Avram Avinu, they were going to have their open home, and unfortunately, like in the prime of their lives, when she was young with some young children, this terrible accident happened. And yet, she really took this challenge and she just went with it. She inspires others, and she spoke and she was describing to us what emunah is and how real emunah can lead to simcha. And I was thinking that that's tonight. Tonight is actually Rosh Chodesh Adar. And Mishanechnas Adar, Marvin B'Simcha, right? And I think that's something that's like a little bit like elusive. It's something that's hard for us. We're always working and struggling with that simcha. You know, wanting to feel good, wanting to feel happy, wanting to feel satisfied. And Shifra Rubenstein said that there are a couple of ways that we can work on our simcha and on our emunah. So one way, she said, was that our words create our environment. When we talk about things, we make it a part of our homes. When we are positive, our homes become positive. And she gave an example. She said, imagine we hear so many difficulties, we hear so many tzaros. She said, but we have to level the playing field. We have to also talk about all the simchas. You know, she says, it's not like it doesn't make the headlines, you know, so-and-so had a healthy baby or a girl got engaged, you know, but if we would only like constantly talk about those happy occasions in our lives, we will create that kind of atmosphere in our homes. She also said another pointer, which I thought was so true. She said, having that attitude of gratitude, right? Appreciating everything there is to appreciate. And I once heard quoted from Rebbetzin Esther Bela Schwartz. She said, think about all of the little things in life. And she gave examples like buttoning your buttons. She said, zipping your coat, that you have a coat. She says, running up and down the steps. She says, now think, which one of those would you comfortably give up? None of them. They're all major deals. I mean, buttoning, we know that, like, if you ever hurt your finger, right, how difficult it is to button. So that itself, she said, is a way to just constantly arouse that feeling of connection with Hashem. Hashem, this is from you. And the truth is that the goal is that we want Hashem to be you, not he, not this like hidden he, but rather you, which is really what we say in the brachos. We say, Baruch Atah. Like, we want to talk to Hashem. We want to thank you, Hashem. You know, when, like, it becomes part of our vocabulary, right, in the house, where the kids are like, thank you, Hashem, I just found my shoe. You know, that's the kind of atmosphere we want to bring out. Before I continue, I'm just curious to hear from you. Can you share something that you think can bring in the emunah, bring in the simcha into our homes?